אנחנו עוברים לשיעור הנשים העולמי, אם אפשר להראות לנו...
We are continuing with the women's world lesson. Topic of today's lesson is women in the correction of the world. And we will soon hear from Info, and we will begin.
Hello, thank you, Gilad. Hello, dear Rav. Hello, everyone. Our lesson today is going to deal with questions from women all over the world. Many questions were sent. You can raise questions. Ask anything you have in your heart in an open way. We can start, please, Rav. Thank you.
In the meantime, can you say a few words on the topic of today's lesson? Why are women in the correction of the world?
First of all, a woman in the correction of the world is always our topic because we're women and we have a responsibility and a role. We're going to start with questions that were gathered, like Rav recommended, questions with different topics where women ask from their hearts. So the topic for today is open. And Norma, please, can you open with the first question? Yes, the first question is from Petach Tikva. Towards the Creator, we're all in Gmar Tikkun, in the end of correction. So what is the sorrow of the Shekhinah?
I don't understand the question, really. We're not in the end of correction yet. We are drawn to it. We have to make many more steps to come to the general correction, the complete correction of the whole ego in each and every one and in all of us together. I really hope that it will be revealed soon, because in truth, the problem humanity has had has been to come to our times, which is called the last generation, the generation of the Messiah, this drawing force that draws us from our egos to love, to the general love between us in order to bestow. And as we have already come to this, now before us there's a truly paved path for us to show our awakening as much as possible, as fast as possible. So let's try to do this. But we're not quite yet in the end of correction. I really hope that soon we will begin to feel the ladder of degrees that I have talked about now on the portion of the week that I spoke about a few minutes ago with the men, as we can advance stages after stages to the end of the general correction. In short, states of connection and love all the way to the end of love, the correction, as the purpose of creation is to come to the complete connection, which is love. That's what our work is and what our goal is. Please.
Another question, Rav, a question from Petach Tikva. What does the woman need to overcome in the spiritual path?
As much as possible, she needs to support the connection between everyone. Also in the tens, she needs to participate as much as possible and support the connection there. She needs to see herself participating in dissemination of the method of connection. There is no more than that which and there's no more than being concerned, caring for the connection. That's it.
Next question. First of all, just to say, we're inviting everyone to put on the question marks. This is the time and throughout the lesson. Another question that we received from Petach Tikva. The world is suffering because of our internal part, meaning because of us, Bnei Baruch. But it seems that we're all participating in the lessons and dissemination in the tents and the common prayer. What is the Creator lacking or missing to be revealed among us, and that this connection will be spread to all over the world?
Sometimes I really hear such questions where the world suffers because of us, due to us, that we are not working enough, but we're dependent on the world. We also want and need to draw the whole world after us. So whoever thinks in such a way, I would ask them, and are you doing what is needed? Are you truly participating in the correction of the world and bringing the whole world to connection? We need to strengthen ourselves more and more, that's correct, but to say that the world is suffering because of us, I wouldn't put it that way. Of course we can draw the world to corrections faster and faster, but that really does depend on us. But to the extent in which we're doing, it's truly a lot. It's a lot, and it's good. And in truth, I really respect all the members of Bnei Baruch. There is no other group in the world that is so big and so advanced like us. There isn't. You can check and you'll see. This is why certainly it's great responsibility and great expectation and demand to us all. But let's also give the respect and honor to all our friends who work every day. There is no such group in the world that, other than working and caring for their families and doing everything like regular people, but in addition is also in the morning lessons and the evening lessons and afternoon and meetings and gatherings in the middle of the week and every day even, and are disseminating as well. I cannot see. Even if I were to search in the whole world, I wouldn't find, I think. I truly respect you and appreciate you, and especially the women. Such a big and powerful women organization, I don't see such a parallel in the world. The whole world is advancing with this pandemic and all the other things. It's losing the forces of a future, and we're not. We're trying to advance and to advance and discover each time more and more abilities and necessities to connect between us. In short, let's embrace one another and rise up. That's what we need to do.
Querido Rab, gracias por permitirnos preguntar.
Thank you for letting us ask the question. What is a question from the 10? Can you explain how to distinguish between a question from the 10 and other questions?
A 10's question is where all the members, the friends of the 10, want to ask themselves, and from themselves they want to ask the Creator. They might be addressing me, but mostly to the Creator, as they're seeking a connection with Him, for Him to answer them, help them, and come closer to them. Those are the questions. A question is a disclosure of a deficiency. A question is a disclosure of the lack of the 10.
Здравствуйте, дорогой учитель, великие подруги. Бальзулам пишет в статье «Последнее поколение».
Hello, dear teacher and dear friends. Бальзулам is writing in the last generation's writings. Whoever is making efforts towards the society is getting punished, like attacking against the society. Maybe you put too much efforts and you don't have enough. How do you know how many efforts you need to put in?
This doesn't speak of having a lack of physical forces, but that you're not finding a lack, a deficiency in the 10 or in general in humanity that is worthwhile for you to pray for and to benefit them in such a way. That's a problem, that you're not participating mentally enough with your 10 or even with the whole world. If you connect and feel the deficiency that's in them, that you can feel, then certainly you'll have the drive to ask for them.
Питер Ван.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Здравствуйте, дорогие подруги. Вопрос родился.
Hello, Rav. Dear Rav. Hello, dear friends. The question is, the question was born inside the workshop in our 10. How to connect the contrast of the opinions in our 10 towards our spiritual path? Sometimes there is a feeling that we all listen to a different lesson.
That's very good that you're hearing the lesson and understanding it and feeling it in another way, because all of you connect to a group, to a 10, like 10 different sfirot, and the 10 sfirot are very different, and the fact that you don't understand one another, it's very good that you don't understand. It's very good. You don't need to understand. Rather, you need to connect above all those questions together. And then you will feel what's in the whole group, in the whole 10 sfirot. And in each and every one, it will be different. And don't blur that. Don't confuse one another. But rather, each is different. Chesed, Gvura, Techet, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod. These are very different qualities, and therefore, you truly don't understand one another. And that's how it should be. But, as it's written, love will cover all crimes. When you begin to connect between you above the disturbances and the differences, you'll start to feel that the Creator is filling you, and specifically thanks to the differences, as much as possible, He will be revealed on a greater resolution, a greater scale, in a greater clarity. And that's why these differences will grow even more. I wish it on you.
Info.
Thank you.
Shela me Nahariya.
A question from Nahariya. How do we, the women, can help the men to reach the Congress ready?
The truth is, I don't know. I also don't want to answer. I also don't think about that. I leave those things to you. You need to be ready for the convention, both men and women. And you need to talk about this between you, how you're advancing towards it. Because during these days of the convention, we can attain a very powerful connection to the extent in which we will start to feel there that force that sustains us, created us, connects between us, establishes us. We can already start to reveal it. And how do you get to this? You need to talk between you and accordingly, prepare yourself for that. That's it. I am not answering that question. I want you to be seeking and in speaking between you. But I think that you need to now fill these 2 weeks that we have until the convention. I think it's about 2 weeks, right? So, you just need to be immersed in this, especially, and men too.
Brazil.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
Hello, Rav.
Como detectamos ou percebemos que tudo que surge no meu pensamento vem do Criador ou vem do ego?
How do we distinguish in the thoughts that come up whether they're coming from the Creator or are they coming from the ego?
I think the best is to think that it all comes from the Creator. Because the Creator maintains our egos and constantly awakens it whenever it's needed and the way it needs to be. That's why everything we have in us comes from the Creator. There's none else besides Him. But each time He awakens us in different ways.
Thank you, Rav.
Oh, Кавказ.
Дорогой учитель, вопрос по работе на женских семинарах. Мы знаем, насколько...
Dear teacher, the question about the work in the women's workshop. We know how the workshop is an important tool. So the question is, how important is it to call the friends in feminine or in masculine, not just to say a friend in a general way? Like in English.
That's not important how I use different names for my friends, however it's acceptable or not, as long as it will be suitable as much as possible in bringing us close between us.
Chile.
That's how it is. Chile.
Buen día, amado Rab.
Good day, beloved Rav. A question from the 10.
La oración de una amiga que está pasando.
How can the 10 adopt a prayer of a friend who is going through difficulties?
I don't
know. You need to know that on your own. First of all, show her that she's not alone, that you're together. You need to take her to your group and talk by her about such things that don't necessarily have to do with her, but for her to be impressed and begin to emerge out of her state. That's something that you need to work on.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Здравствуйте.
Hello, dear Rav.
Рав, у меня к вам вопрос.
Hello, World Clay.
Вот золотой возраст.
Rav, I have a question.
Свыше 65 лет.
We're already in the older women from the age of 60, over 65 years old, and we have a woman who is 93 years old, and we meet twice a day, and in the morning we read psalms. And after reading psalms, this older woman, she decided to let us hear music and be thankful to our teacher and to hear the psalms together with the music, and in our 10, they feel it's a religious ritual. Do you think it's religious or not?
We only use the materials of Bala Sulam and Rabash, both when it comes to music and our texts, only of Bala Sulam and Rabash, only. I don't know who Rabbi Nachman is and who else, Bala Sulam and Rabash only. Is that clear? That's it. I'm not going to do now some kind of critique on all kinds of other things. Is it good? Is it not good? Is it nice? Not? Is it more classical or is it more romantic? Only Baal Sulam and Rabash, period. That's it. Songs of Bnei Baruch, please.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Здравствуйте, подруги. Раф, скажите, пожалуйста.
Hello, Raf. Hello, friends. Raf, tell me, please. I hear many times that men are asking to be connected as one man and one heart, and women are asking to connect to one woman and one heart. Are these prayers not contradictory to one another?
Don't worry. Every prayer for unity that we prepare our unity for, a state in which the Creator can be revealed in it, is fine. It's correct. Okay. So,
Almata.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Мы хотели узнать, как мы даем
возможность. We want to know, how do we give the Creator a possibility to be revealed in the Ten?
Listen, this is a very important principle. Is everyone hearing? If you work between you in the Ten, and you have ten friends, and each of you feels herself as alone, and with that, you want to connect together. And despite that, you feel that each of you is apart and also together. Then you have also Malchut, which are ten separate ones, and also together, which is the Keter. And then in such a connection where they're also separated and also connected, you need to already start to feel the upper force, the Creator. Try to do so. I simply gave you a practical exercise. Okay?
Moscow 6.
Дорогие подруги, дорогой учитель, вот если бы год назад еще такие.
Dear friends, dear teacher, if a year ago, we would reveal such states like now, for sure I would run away. But now, today, how can we give each and every one the confidence that this is the best time?
Why did our state not seem good to you?
Отсутствие как бы величия Творца в желании получать, наоборот.
Because we were lacking the greatness of the Creator, and there was dependency on the friends all the time, and this prayer all the time to connect us between us with Him. But inside, there was no reception. There's no ability to ask for the others.
That's exactly the truth. That's one thing. And the second thing is that, first of all, it's connection. It's also written about that, from the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. That there cannot be a leap to the love of the Creator if prior to that you didn't have the love of the created beings. That's why our advancement is correct, first of all. First, the ten. In the ten, I must be concerned with a strong and powerful connection. After that, I can already be concerned with such a connection in which the Creator will be revealed. The Creator will be revealed. It's not a problem. If we build the connection between us, we will make room for His revelation. What do we do this for? Just to come to a state in which He's revealed between us, where we're like Him? There is no other way. That is the foundation of the whole perception of reality, of the recognition of reality, It's the foundation of all faiths, beliefs, religions, philosophies, everything. We need to come to the general connection between all the parts of creation, and the force that unites all the parts of creation is the Creator.
Woman Info.
Rav, Sheila mi New York.
Rav, a question from New York. 10 number 1. I heard you often saying that we need to discuss between us how to reach the correct prayer. What is a correct prayer? Does it change or is it constant? Is the prayer we're going to reach in our 10 going to be different from a prayer in another 10?
Prayer is called the work in the heart. That's how it's written in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The work in the heart is called prayer, meaning that I'm working on my desire, constantly adapting it to others, to build a 10 from this, to prepare the 10 for revelation of the Creator. That's the prayer. Raising man, raising the deficiency where I constantly refine and build the deficiency more and more of mine and of others so that the Creator will be able to be revealed there and to rejoice Him by that. That work is called prayer because it's constantly in constructing the correct deficiency to reveal bestowal in love, which is the Creator. The Creator is love.
Bogota.
Hola, Rab. Gracias. Dentro de la escena.
Hello, thank you.
Se ha despertado una sensación.
In the ten, sometimes.
Pero llega un miedo. Y ese miedo me hace hacer.
Arose the feeling that is hard to describe, but comes with a great fear. How to deal with this fear?
What fear do you have? I remember your 10 a little bit. And it's a very beautiful, strong, and powerful 10. That's how it was. Why would you have fear? Why are you afraid? What are you afraid of? You have nothing to fear. Everything is fine and everything will work out. And you're advancing well. Just sing and rejoice. What do you have between you?
Miedo de sentir eso tan grande.
Fear. The fear is to feel this enormous thing like the Creator.
Don't worry, I'll be beside you. I will hold you by the hand, and you have nothing to be afraid of. I'm saying this to everyone like that. You will feel that I, and not just me, all the Kabbalists, all the sages, all the powerful ones, also all the men are around you, all the Kabbalists, our students from all the world Kli, all of us are around you and you within, inside our circle, and that's how we receive the revelation of the Creator. That's, you will start to feel that soon.
Italy. Italy.
Il mic, vado io. Rav, come ci si deve comportare verso un'amica veterana di decina?
Rav, how should the relation towards a veteran friend in the ten who is doing dissemination but is never attending the ten?
Give her a little bit more time. She will feel soon that she cannot be without her 10. There are people who have great difficulty in understanding and feeling that the spiritual Kli is actually the 10. It takes a long time. They don't want to connect. They don't want to come to connection. Especially women. It is very difficult for women. That's why we need to give them, to give such people, such friends, time until they understand and feel that this is their obligation. Because altogether, our revelation that we need to come to is a revelation of love. Love. The Creator is love. And this is what we need to come to, this kind of a feeling. And where do I come to such a love? That's called, I've loved you, the love of the world. It's where I start to feel my love to my friends. And when I come from this to a love to the whole of reality, then I come to the complete revelation of the Creator in a full way. Give every person their time, don't press, but that's what will be. We have the Baden group. They don't have a question? I'm sorry.
As Latin 4.
Okay, so Latin 4.
Una pregunta de la de Sena, Raf.
Hola.
Hola.
A question from the 10.
Apoyar a una amiga económicamente que está.
Can we help support a friend in an economical way, someone who has problems with money, or to which extent does our support need to be?
Our support can also be when it comes to money and all kinds of other things, but in such a way that we only complement or complete somewhat that friend something, as she must, otherwise she won't be able to hold on. But no more than that, not to spoil them and not to corrupt them. We need to do this in a very cautious manner. Okay? Good. So we have Moscow 18. What is such a Moscow 18?
Дорогой Раф, хотелось бы спросить, что может помочь нам удерживаться в средней линии?
Dear Rav, we would like to ask, how would it help us to be in the middle line, and what is this feeling of a middle line?
I don't think I can explain that now. The middle line is a line which includes within it both the right and the left, both hatred and love, ascents and descents, and we connect all of it together in order to rise towards the Creator. Maybe in such a simple way I could say it that way. Okay.
Shalom, Rav Yekar.
Hello, dear Rav. The question that we came up with from the 10 is, Rav, you said in the morning lesson not to desire spirituality, but to build for him conditions so that the spirituality will be revealed in us. How do we practically build these conditions so that spirituality will be revealed in us?
Only by connection and love. There's no more than that. Also, until I understood, until I agreed to this, it took a long time. But the spiritual kli is a desire for connection. That's it. Because that's what happened to us in the past, where the kli of Adam HaRishon shattered, and the whole big desire divided into many desires, and we need in the prayer and our request to discover these desires that want to connect in return. And we're asking the Creator to connect between them together. That's the correction of the kli. The way we come to connections between us to the extent in which the Creator can be revealed, and to fill the kli.
Poland.
Shalom, Rav.
У нашей десятки вопрос такой.
Hello, Rav.
Как лучше всего приготовить десятку?
We have a question as follows. What is the best way to prepare the ten for the upcoming Congress?
I don't know how to prepare a 10 for the convention. Rather, you need to be concerned with this now, because in the convention, a great big spiritual force will be revealed, and it would be too bad for you, to each of you, and to all the 10s, to miss that opportunity. That's why from now already, from these 2 weeks, you have to prepare, each prepare herself and her 10, and the whole world Kli, for connection, because convention is convening, it's a connection.
Barur. Tov.
Okay, clear.
Peter 1. Peter.
Добрый вечер, Рав. Скажите, пожалуйста.
Good evening, Rav.
Когда ты чувствуешь...
Tell me, please. How to work in a state when you feel the love of the system and it's executing some of your desires?
It's not right. You're doing it that way. It's not that it's really not being given to you such conditions. A person is given all the conditions for him to advance. It's written about that. We are raised in spirit, in holiness, not lowered. That's how it is.
Italy.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav.
Spesso nei miei stati di bassetta, per paura di corrompere la decina, non mi
many times in the time of descent, with fear of hurting the ten, I don't turn to them, but I feel that it will be the right thing to turn to them.
Corretta senza trasmettergli bassetta.
How to turn to them in the right way, without giving them the feeling of this descent?
Simply ask if a person is in this state or another, what do you think needs to be done? And discuss it in the ten. Yes? That's how it is. Why not? And they won't think that you're thinking about that. They'll think that you want to scrutinize all kinds of questions that are on the path to revealing the Creator. That's how it is.
Info.
Okay.
A question from Petah Tikva. We need to play, act, and to show each other an example of the importance of the goal, but because we're not corrected yet, there's a bad jealousy. How do we incorporate this in our spiritual work?
That is work. We need to talk about this in the 10 without saying where it comes from. But yes, reveal the problem and reveal the problem and talk about it. There once was a situation in which people would write notes and throw them into a box to the head of the group or to the gabbai, and he would read those notes in an anonymous way. That's how they would discuss things between the friends. And then there was no problem in disclosing his problem or his problem, each and every one of the members of the ten. Maybe you should do it that way as well. Today you send emails. So maybe we can send an email from in an anonymous way. And that way you will be able to scrutinize these things and also not hold back on it.
Latin 4.
Hello.
Raf, cuando nosotros atribuimos todo al Creador, estamos...
Raf, when we are relating everything to the Creator, we're achieving the state of faith above reason when we do this?
Yes.
Mark 39. Mark 49.
Мак. Здравствуйте, Раф. У нас в
десятке
состоялось такое, что мы подготавливали вопросы, и у нас
we have in the 10, we prepared questions, and we have a lot of questions.
Все, и больше нет. Вас всего трое. Что это за десятка?
Just ask one question.
Ну, просто...
What's this 10? You're only three of you.
Как нам прийти к одному мнению, вот когда мы...
We're 10. How can we reach one opinion when we are choosing a question that only one question is important and that each one will settle for this?
I can't tell you, because if you're not united, you'll never come to the understanding of the question, and moreover, you won't get to the answer. That's it. And organize your ten so that we will be able to see a ten. Otherwise, it's not clear what's going on there.
Moscow 19.
Добрый день, Раф. У нас два вопроса. Позвольте задать оба.
Good afternoon, Raf. We have two questions. Can we ask, please? First question. Can we pray for a friend who is in a tough situation or just to pray for the connection in the tent?
If you pray for the 10 to be connected and also for those friends, for them to connect even more to the 10, it will be the correct prayer.
UK. UK.
Thank you.
Hello, Rav. In our 10, we are now ready to do dissemination as 110. When we have got to the stage where we see everyone as perfect, there's no flaws, what should be the next prayer to the Creator? Because it's now feel to me like I love my friends. I feel them in my heart. I don't see them different from me anymore. But what should now be the next prayer?
Хибур. Хибур. Ваим атем
маргишот. Connection. And if you don't feel that you're missing connection, then the problem is that probably you don't have connection whatsoever. There's no connection whatsoever. Because if you work on the connection, you discover how much it's missing.
Кахаза.
That's how it is.
Okay.
Zichron 10.
Hello, Rav. How will the new world look with the right connections between us?
We need to understand that if we were to correct ourselves, we will be able to bring forth the correction of the world. Only in such a way. Therefore, don't worry about the world, but rather only through our connection, we draw the reforming light, the upper good force that will also bestow to the whole world.
Chile.
Hola, amado Rav.
Hello, beloved Rav.
Al Creador todo el tiempo y estar...
To justify the Creator all the time and to be above reason, how do we reach it without it being something religious?
It's nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with any religion or anything like that. The wisdom of Kabbalah talks only about how to come to connection and to love, which is the highest degree of connection. And the Creator is called love. The connection between us as the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is how do we come to the correction of the shattered kli of Adam.
Info.
Shela Megermania, Madua Abore Noten.
Why does the Creator is letting one friend of the ten a strong rejection from the connection that she cannot overcome? For example, she's leaving when during a workshop and she's not arriving to congresses like they were in the past. What should the ten do in this such a case?
Ask her as much as possible to come and try for her to be there. And the main thing is for her to continue. And slowly, slowly, the necessity for such actions will be revealed in her. This sometimes takes years, sometimes 10, 20 years to discover that connection is necessary, that it's the foundation in which the Creator is revealed. That's how it is. Now we'll go to Kavkaz again.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Такой вопрос. Как уточнить мне?
Hello, Rav. The question is as follows. How to precise my intention? I keep catching myself that my intention is vague. Is there any point in focusing on the intention?
Talk about it in the 10. How we scrutinize our intention. It's very good to talk about that in the 10. You'll receive a lot of counsels there, advices, and you'll feel how to do it.
Misa Hebrew 1.
Who's Hebrew 1?
Lo shomim.
We can't hear you.
Слыха, туда раба, Рав.
Anachnu asim. Thank you very much, Rav. I'm virtual 10 of women, very old in our movement, and we have a question. On one hand, you said that women cannot connect, that it's very difficult for us. On the other hand, you expect us to connect, and today you really give us support. Thank you very much. It's a great excitement and love. Thank you. But in the 10, we hear many times that women say, even Rav says, that we're unable to connect.
There's no such thing. It's not true. It's a law that needs to be both for men and for women. We all come from one soul. We all came out in distancing to one another, from one another by the shattering, and we have to all return to be as one man in one heart.
Thank you very much. Another thing, how can you direct us that we will provide support to women who are with us together?
Attract them, draw them to the ten. That's it. Thank you for the question. Spain 1.
Buenos días, Rav.
Buenos días.
Tenemos una pregunta de la decena.
Hello, Rav. Respecto a la difusión. We have a question from the 10 about dissemination.
Participe en su proyecto.
What is preferable? That each one will participate in her own project in a personal way, or does the 10, or that the 10 will do a project together?
Could be, well, I can't say. It might be that one woman does a certain very big and important work from the 10 on the big network, on the internet, or disseminating somewhere. And it could be that if she leaves that, it'll be great damage to the dissemination efforts. I don't know. But it's best to discuss it together and to see what is good for the advancement of the whole 10 to the Creator.
Latin 5.
Rab, usted dijo que el Congreso es una congregación, una gran.
You said that the convention is gathering, it's a very strong spiritual force. What is the difference between a convention and the morning lesson?
In the convention, you connect together. In the morning lesson, it's a little less. It's much less. In the convention, it's truly for the sake of unity.
Info.
For the sake of unification. Info.
Rav, שאלה מ...
Rav, a question from Jerusalem. In one of the lessons, you recommended the men to participate in the morning lesson live, and if not, they will not advance. Us as women, to the majority of us, we cannot listen to the morning lesson live. We listen to it throughout doing housework and taking care of other daily chores. Does this prevent us from women to advance?
No, but women do definitely need to be make sure that they are listening to the lesson and not that it's just buzzing in the background there. Like I've noticed that you listen to it that way. You put it on and I hear all the time my voice and there it's like paka paka, you're talking back there in the background. You're not in the lesson. It shouldn't be that way. It needs to be with the earbuds. It's a little bit better. But not with the big speaker, the external one like that. Please pay attention to that.
Okay.
Who should we go to? Well, Chaver one.
I see that my 10 has a great desire to be in faith above reason. We connect very well.
Question.
Sheila.
I couldn't get the question.
The question.
How to help my friends to be in faith above reason? How can we reach it?
Simply hear the lessons. Hear the lessons and talk about the lessons. PT6.
Shalom Rav, Chaverot.
Hello Rav, friends. Sometimes when a disagreement is rising in the 10, then myself or another friend is not expressing what she thinks about the situation because we want to annul or we don't want to add fire to the fire. Is it okay to say my opposite opinion or do we need to...
Oh, if you talk about something against, you need with that immediately to bring the remedy. Meaning that you want to connect everyone in a connection, in an embrace, even though there's the differences and the disagreement. Well, so what? There will be a disagreement between everyone. There's no problem. Okay, who didn't we yet have? First of all, from overseas? No.
Tel Aviv.
Shalom Rav. Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. Can you hear me? I wanted to ask now in the corona time, in the epidemic, there are times that I as a mother, as a woman, as a daughter, because people were isolated so long, some still are, some don't work, some don't come out because they were afraid to
get infected.
It seems like there's a social regression. How do we see this and jump from this to a connection that we will disseminate to the world? Now there's a complete disconnection between the people.
I don't understand your question. Your question is the wrong question. You need to come to a connection between you and discuss how you can bestow to the world for the connection of the world. Those are the conditions that we receive from the Creator, and in them we need to not wait for Him to change things, but to see how we can use all these times for the benefit of correction. That's it. The approach is completely wrong. The world is like this and like that, and that's why we can't do anything. It's this way and that way so that we will do the correction.
Barur. Yofi.
That's clear. Wonderful. Who else do we have? Well, PT38.
Shalom Rav, shalom chavirot yekarot.
Hello Rav, hello dear friends. A question from the center of the tent. What are the steps of connection inside the tent and between the tents?
That I can't say. There are many degrees here. Each time more and more. 125 degrees, we could say in a rough manner. That's it. And PT2.
Thank you. What can we do when foreign thoughts come to my mind that diverge me from the intention during a lesson or a workshop in the tent?
Be even more connected to the tent and to truly enter into the topic. Incorporate inside the topic. PT26.
Good evening. With your permission, I wrote the question. I want to read it so I don't get confused. I would like to ask you in the name of the friend.
Ma'am, we don't have time.
Every time you open and talk about things that are beyond what are expected to hear from you, if you don't hear it live, then it's disappearing because of censorship. If we don't hear it live, then we ask each other, what did Rav say? And when we spoke with the responsible parties and we asked, why is this like that? We're getting ignored, except from Dudu, who always answers. So we wanted to ask, is there a place that there can be material accessible to Bnei Baruch with Rav's words?
Ma'am, that's not a question to me. I don't get involved in those things. There's a management, there's the censorship. I don't know what they're doing there. You need to demand this so that it will all be organized like it should be. I think that it could be that there are such things that are over there that they don't want for it to be later, for it to remain in the archive, and they erase it. If they erase, there's nothing I can do about it. Let them erase it. I'm not going to go now and scrutinize anything. What am I telling you? Probably you need to record the lesson at real time. That's it. Other than that, I'll just tell you one thing. Continue. And all the things that you didn't hear and seemingly didn't want to hear, or that will come. You will nevertheless discover the whole world. Info.
Thank you very much, everyone. We reached the end of the lesson. We have a few important messages. Thank you, Rav. Thank you, Gilad. We're going to move on to questions, and then we're going to hear about the Youth Congress. We'll end with a song and then move to the Yeshivat Chavirot. Rav, would you like to say a few words?
I wish you a good preparation for our convention. I see that from time to time we are understanding more and more how we need to ask a question, how we need to hear the answer. And I really thank you for being serious and understanding and advancing. It's truly great contentment to see you this way. So a great big hug, and we will see you in another week. Thank you. All the best, health, peace, and joy. Bye.
Thank you. Friends, we're going to move to messages. First message, next week we have a very special event. On top of the convention for everyone, we have a women's convention about connection and prayer. We're going to prepare ourselves with a team from all over the world who's going to make sure we have preparation and content and to prepare our hearts. The next message, please pay attention during the week with getting couples of tens.
because next week we're going to do the Yeshivat Chavrot in couples. So pay attention to that. Another mission. And every day there's going to be a workshop question as preparation for the Congress. There's a big team of women from all over the world who is preparing those questions. It's not what they're showing now in the navigation. There will be questions for the Congress, connection and prayer. Next message. We started sending the daily workshops are now translated into four languages, Russian, English, Spanish, Hebrew. We're going to send to everyone daily, all of us in one intention and one thought. We're going to do them together and connect. We would like now to move to Yudit and another friend about the youth convention. Please, Yudit. Hello, dear friends. We're very happy to invite you today to a youth gathering, A New World Between Us, for youth. The young friends from 20 to 30, the meeting will be in English, translated to Hebrew, Hebrew, Spanish, and Turkish. There's going to be workshops and a lot of connections. Link to Zoom was sent via the group and is also in Sviva Tova. We'll be very happy to see all of you. Thank you.
אני רואה שאנה קצת נעלמה, אולי יש לה בעיה טכנולוגית. יהודית, אתם תרצו להשלים את אולי את ההודעה
שלנו? Anna is gone, I say. Yudit, can you complete what Anna was supposed to say?
זה הכל. תודה.
Let's be together and connect to Zoom. Thank you very much. We will hear and do. We'll move on to a song. Thank you.
מילים היינו כחולמים כולנו כאן כאיש אחד עומדים узнать нам суждено преодолев туман где правда есть а где пустой мираж para triunfar oh open your eyes oh look up to the skies cuz if you take the light at night I'll help you step into the light Because together we can make the darkness bright אלפי שנים חזרנו לחיים האור עולה מתוך החברים Вперед, сердца соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. To the skies
Look up to the skies
Cause if your day feels like the night I'll help you step into the light Because together we can make the darkness bright Open your eyes
Open your eyes
Oh, look up to the skies If your day feels like the night
step into the light, because together we can be.